you a high performer, obsessed with growth, and looking for an edge? Welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance. Together, we'll discover underground secrets to unlocking the full potential of your mind, body, and spirit. We'll learn from some of the world's leading minds, from ancient wisdom to cutting-edge tools and everything in between. This is your host, Nick Urban. Enjoy the episode. Hello, and welcome back to episode number 94 of the Mind Body Peak Performance Podcast. I was listening to a podcast towards the end of last year, and I came across some troubling and contradictory information in that episode by that particular guest. Some information that worried me, and judging by the barrage of emails I've received over the past couple months, some of you as well. That information pertained to molecular hydrogen and, more specifically, Brown's gas. This has been a breakthrough technology, so in order to get their inside scoop about the safety, the efficacy, and the misinformation around it, I brought on a guest that we had on the show back on episode number 49. His name is George Wiseman. George is a jack of all trades, an inventor whose products regularly disrupt entire industries. He's been working with Brown's Gas since 1986, creating practical machines to apply this amazing gas in applications such as fuel saving, torch fuel gas, radioactive neutralization, and to optimize human well-being and performance. If the term Brown's gas and molecular hydrogen are both new to you, I suggest you go back to episode 49 to get a primer on these. We do break down and simplify from the beginning, assuming you don't have any knowledge around this stuff, but there's more stories and use cases and that side of things back in the first episode we did together. Today's was more around focusing on the safety and just how effective Brown's gas is, and how Brown's gas is even better than molecular hydrogen. As always, you can find the show notes at mindbodypeak.com/94. And if you want to try one of George's machines, such as the one I have, the AquaCure AC50, you can pick up your own by visiting outlier.com/AquaCure, AquaCure. And there, if you enter the code URBAN, that'll save you 15% on checkout. All right, ladies and gentlemen, sit back, relax, and inhale some Brown's gas with George Wiseman. George Wiseman, welcome to Mind Body Peak Performance.
Happy to be here again. You're doing great work. I'm glad to help.
Thank you. Yeah, and this one has been highly requested by our audience to learn more about Brown's gas, how it differs from molecular hydrogen. And I was going through YouTube last night and looking at the comments and the testimonials you're getting on YouTube alone. And many people are benefiting from your work. So thank you.
Oh, man. Every day I'm getting testimonials. In your particular case, it would be for athletic performance and stuff. There's this one chiropractor, for example, that runs marathons. And every marathon, he's beating his previous best time as he's inhaling the gas, which I'll put on right now. I always inhale while I'm doing this, but I don't usually start a podcast because it makes it look like I'm an invalid or something, whereas just the opposite. For peak performance, it's good.
I never thought I'd be wearing a nasal cannula in my late 20s, and then I found the AquaCure line and haven't looked back. But let us begin today with a little primer. Why should people be interested in Brown's gas specifically?
That can be a two-part question. First of all, why Brown's gas at all? And then secondly, why Brown's gas versus pure hydrogen? So we can get into that one a little bit later. But why Brown's gas at all? Well, Brown's gas is a mixture of hydrogen and oxygen and electrically expanded water. We'll go to a little more at that a little bit later as well. But this is a nutritional balance that is absolutely essential for the body. And our bodies are not getting enough hydrogen. If you add up hydrogen and at 62% and oxygen at 24%, that's 86% of our body volume is hydrogen and oxygen. So those two are our most important nutrients, and we're not getting them from our food. So we need to, generally, people aren't getting enough from their food. So they become deficient in especially hydrogen. Oxygen we can inhale, but hydrogen we get from our hydrocarbon food that we eat. And if our digestive system isn't working properly, which most people's is not, then we're not getting the hydrogen we need from our food, and therefore we need the hydrogen supplementation to prevent all the ailments and for peak performance. That's why we would want the Brown's gas.
What kind of benefits do people see when they all of a sudden decide to start adding Brown's gas into their routine?
In general, if people are hydrogen deficient, certain things will start happening. At the top, first thing will happen is the body will start to shut down the regeneration systems. So instead of healing, you scar and stuff like that. And then if you're still hydrogen deficient because you're now using less hydrogen, the body's trying to mitigate things and shut down things that aren't immediately life-threatening, the next thing that goes is the immune systems. So you end up getting sick easier. And then if you still don't have enough hydrogen, then your organs start to fail, you get autoimmune diseases and all this kind of stuff, and you die. So as you supplement with hydrogen, it's going to reverse. Now that is going to look different for every body that is doing it. So in this particular case, in my particular case, let's simply say, I had a heart murmur for over 50 years, and I had neuropathies where I was losing the feeling. You could poke my hand and there was no feeling in it at all, in the palm of my hand and on the fronts from the knee of my shins, from my knees to my feet. It was zero feeling. So it was neuropathies that were happening. I had arthritis. I had a multiple of ailments that I list. I can't even remember them all anymore because they've been gone. And as my body healed, a couple of things I noticed in a few days that I started to get some of my eczema started to peel off. So within 3 weeks, my skin was peeling off like a snake shedding its skin, which was very disconcerting to have, fairly large sections of my skin, elbows, knees, and feet just peeling off. But underneath was baby, smooth, brand new skin. Then it was not painful at all. It just shed off the skin that wasn't healthy anymore. So that was one of the things that convinced me that I was doing okay, because I started to inhale just to prove it was safe. I didn't start inhaling and thinking there was anything I was going to gain health-wise back in 2016. And now I inhale as much as 12 hours a day because of all the benefits I've gotten. It's not addictive, but health sure is. I'm telling you, having no aches and pains at my age is amazing. Yeah. It's like my arthritis is completely gone. I have full function and strength in my hands. It's beautiful. Okay, so anyway, my organs started to heal because my heart murmur went away. I had a doctor. I had switched doctors. So they were doing a full physical, and they said, I told him I had a heart murmur. He says, no, you don't.
Really?
That was a surprise. And then, so you heal externally. All my scars have disappeared. And that is the regeneration system coming back. And your skin is your largest organ. And so, therefore, my body was able to get rid of the scars and actually regenerate the skin tissue instead of just patching. And then I had viruses in my body that I'd had for 50 years. It was warts. I had warts. Warts are a virus, okay? I had hand warts and a plantar wart. And they disappeared, completely gone. So my immune system got strong enough to get rid of these viruses that had hung around for more than half my life. So this was pretty amazing. But all of this happened over, first of all, days, then weeks, then months of time. Like, I got my libido back. I'm just as active now as I was when I was in my 20s. But I can't answer exactly how long it'll take any particular person to get healthy. And that's one of the reasons why I offer a one-year satisfaction guarantee. Because some things take longer to mitigate, and I want as many people to be healthy as possible. So people can use it for a year, and if they still don't see a gain, they can get their money back. They can send it back and get their money back, even after it's been used for a year.
Wow. What about any stats or figures or things that you've come across in your own research about either hydrogen or Brown's gas and what makes this so powerful or so interesting? Why does it deserve attention? Have you seen anything that stands out?
If you go to websites like molecularhydrogeninstitute.com, Tyler LeBaron is probably the doctor who is the most conversant with hydrogen therapies in America, in North America anyway. And he studied with Japanese experts, and he actually consulted with me back in 2007 when I was doing, I was starting some essentially hydrogen for health, Brown's gas for health, and before he went, he was still an intern at that point. Anyway, he's developed a really good website that if you have any particular ailment, you can look it up. And when you see it, it doesn't matter if it's hydrogen or Brown's gas when you're looking at these studies. In fact, a lot of these studies used Brown's gas. And when you compare the ones that use Brown's gas to the ones that were just pure hydrogen, you're looking at about a 30% more therapeutic efficacy. So, and we can get into why that is in a little bit. But the point is that if you want to see for any particular ailment or get an idea of how good hydrogen supplementation is for various ailments, go to that website. He has a page on there where if you have cancer or kidney problems or blood work, anything, you can look in the categories and see what the studies are and get a better idea of what it would be.
It must have been about 5 years since I found his website and his work. And two things around that. First of all, when I was first seeing it 5 years ago, he already had mentioned that it has benefits and use cases in over 170 different disease conditions, disease models, and also it works well for performance. But then on top of that, I want to underscore something you just said, and that's that Brown's gas is 30% more efficacious, more beneficial above molecular hydrogen.
Right. And that's been backed up by a German study that came out. It was a university over there. What they did was they took a Brown's gas machine, our AquaCure, and they took a hydrogen machine, just a generic one. They put it in fish tanks. They had something called zebrafish. Zebrafish are used for scientific studies a lot because they're translucent. You can see right in them. So they're transparent, excuse me. And so they bubbled for a couple of hours each day, the Brown's gas in one tank. Another one got hydrogen in it, and a third tank was just the regular oxygen-nitrogen-air mixture that normally gets. So they had to control. And what they would do is they would nip the fins of these zebrafish, so it wasn't too particularly painful for the little guys, and see how long it took to heal. And they found that the Brown's gas, it was almost exactly 30% faster than hydrogen. But hydrogen, just so you know, I'm not knocking hydrogen, hydrogen was at least 30% better than just the regular air. So hydrogen by itself is good. The Brown's gas just happens to be better. And that's why I work with the Brown's gas, because I have the wherewithal to use any technology on the planet. And I find that the Brown's gas is the best, most therapeutic. That's where I would like to spend my time.
That makes a lot of sense. We will continue on this talk in 1 second, but first I want to rewind and ask you the non-negotiables you've done so far today for your health, your performance, and your bioharmony. Are you doing anything in particular aside from inhaling a whole bunch of Brown's gas?
I just want to see how far I can go. How much of an age reversal can I get? Like if people look at me now, and then they look at the video that I first did when I first started inhaling, which is still on my YouTube site. And it'll probably be there till whenever it is that I kick the bucket. But because it shows I look younger now than I did then. Wow. When I started inhaling in 2016, and if you look at pictures of me earlier, I look like I'm in my 40s. That's what I often get mistaken for. So it's pretty amazing. And for performance, like I got up at 3:30 this morning. I usually get up at 3:30. And this is on vacation, but that's also one of the reasons I'm getting up early, because I want to be able to spend some time with the grandkids. So I get up at 3:30. I'll work till 8 or 8:30. I get several hours in before answering emails and stuff before the kids get up. And so I'm getting up earlier than the children, going to bed later than the children, and I have all the energy I need to be doing that. So for performance, there's just so many different things. Another thing. There's a saying, no pain, no gain. That isn't true when you're doing the Brown's gas. It totally mitigates that. I think it's lactic acid or something that causes the pain in the muscles. I'm not sure how it does it, how it helps the body get rid of that efficiently. But the other day, I'm saying the other day, it was actually a couple of years ago now. Time keeps passing. But there was a jackhammer work that needed to be done. We were doing some renovations on the house, and we had to dig down and take out part of the foundation. And so I jackhammered for about 4 hours because the 20 and 30-year-olds that were there were scared of the jackhammer. But when I worked in the mines, I used jackhammers all the time. I knew how to use a jackhammer, but I hadn't been exercising or anything. So I jumped down in the hole and I did the jackhammering that was necessary so they could pull these bits of concrete out of the hole because the great big piece was too big. It took about 4 hours to break it all up. And I thought I was going to pay for it big time because I knew if I exercised that hard in the past, I would have sore muscles. Nope, nada. Mm. The next day, perfectly fine. No sore muscles.
I love these examples. And the biological age tests are really hot in the wellness sector right now. But the simplest and possibly most demonstrative is just looking at before and after photos over the span of a couple of years. And if you're looking younger as you're aging chronologically, that means you're doing something right.
Yes, that's what I think. And that's another place where we want to do a lot more development as well. Not only the performance, but there's a lot of cosmetic things because you essentially heal from the inside out and you're not having to use cosmetics or anything. You actually are biologically younger.
I want to talk about that and also the other use cases. That's a big one to, as a part of a beauty regimen, as a performance enhancer for workouts, to delay or slow biological aging, maybe even reverse it. But before we do, I think it's important to distinguish and to compare and contrast molecular hydrogen and Brown's gas. So can you set the record straight so people understand why this is different?
Yes. First of all, molecular hydrogen is two hydrogen atoms combined together that are called H2. So that's what they're calling molecular hydrogen. It's not atomic hydrogen because it's not a single atom. It's a molecule, so they're calling it molecular hydrogen because it's two atoms together. That's the molecular hydrogen in a nutshell. The Brown's gas, on the other hand, contains molecular hydrogen. Actually, it contains six different constituents. And if you go to my website and look at what is Brown's gas, I have a frequently asked questions there. It'll tell you and give video and all kinds of things about this, so you can review. So that would be on the eagle-research.com website. What is Brown's gas? In any case, Brown's gas contains molecular hydrogen. That's the bulk of the Brown's gas. So everything molecular hydrogen can do, Brown's gas does. I'll continue with the constituents first. So the next one is the oxygen. So you have O2. So you have H2 and O2. And then after that, we have what's called electrically expanded water. We'll get back to that in just a minute. And then there's three other relatively minor constituents. We have H, O, and water as water vapor. And H and O shouldn't exist. Scientifically, there should be no H and O, and it's only about 1-3% of the Brown's gas, but it's still there. When we do the spectrographic analysis of the gas, you could see atomic hydrogen and oxygen there. And it shouldn't be, according to all the science, but it is. Okay. H2 and O2 don't need to be explained. People know what molecular hydrogen and molecular oxygen are. It's this electrically expanded water, which I call EXW, that is the magic component of the Brown's gas. It's the thing that gives the 30% more therapeutic effectiveness. And there's various ways that you can measure that particular component, and not directly, but indirectly. For example, there was a study done by a Spanish doctor that measured a molecular hydrogen machine that puts out 3,000 milliliters per minute, okay? 3 liters of hydrogen per minute. Compared to an AquaCure type technology that put out only 833 milliliters of gas per minute, 500 milliliters of which was molecular hydrogen. So essentially, it's comparing, if you're going with the molecular hydrogen, it's comparing 3,000 milliliters to 500 milliliters. And then they look at what's called the ORP, or oxygen reduction potential. They discovered that the Brown's gas at only 500 milliliters per minute lowered the ORP dramatically compared to the molecular hydrogen, which was, what would that be, six times more gas. And so they could show that it was the electrons. It was the electrons, the Brown's gas was adding the electrons to the water. So getting back to the electrically expanded water. Electrically expanded water only happens in the Brown's gas machines. And it, electrically expanded water is a plasma form of water. It's still H2O. It's really important. But it's H2O negative. It has extra electrons. So it's a negatively charged gaseous form of water, which is more commonly by science called plasma. Hmm. So this is a cold plasma. And it forms in the electrolyzers that do not have a membrane in between the cathode and the anode. So at what's called an electron bridge forms between, and since there's no membrane, this electron bridge isn't interrupted. And as the electrons go across this bridge, they stuff the part of them gets stuffed into water. And what happens is the water absorbs the electrons like a sponge soaks up water until the water becomes a gaseous form of water that is not water vapor or steam. And this can be up to 30% of the volume of the Brown's gas. And the higher quality of gas, a Brown's gas, is the more electrically expanded water you have in it. Mm-hmm. Like there's Brown's gas machines out there that don't make very much electrically expanded water. And our machines do pretty well. But to optimize, I would have to be selling machines at $10,000 each. And I go for the practicality rather than the optimization.
What I heard you say here is that the big difference, the main one that is like at least shown to be therapeutic, is the addition of electrically expanded water, super water that has free electrons in it that we absorb. And that comes from an electrolyzer setup that does not have a membrane.
That's correct.
Okay.
So that's what happens is those electrons are very therapeutically efficacious. The body can absorb them directly. And they do things like stop oxidative cascade. They give energy to the body for healing. See, when people are ill or age, their energy generation systems have usually become compromised. And their energy reserves have been depleted, or at least the immediate ones. A lot of people get fat, so they have a lot of energy stored, but they can't access it properly. So what happens is hydrogen is essentially neutral. It does nothing. It's like a brick. And you have a brick sitting on the ground, nothing happens. There's two things that need to happen to turn a pile of bricks into a brick house. You need energy and intelligence. The body is absolutely phenomenally intelligent. I don't even know how it does it, but it knows how to heal, given nutrition and energy. So the hydrogen is nutrition, and the electrically expanded water is, or EXW, is energy. It's literally water that has energy in it that the body can immediately bioabsorb, and it immediately goes through the body. Like when I'm inhaling, like I am right now, it goes through the body, through the bloodstream to every cell everywhere that needs it. And the longer you inhale, the more the hydrogen itself, because the hydrogen is important, and this energy can get absorbed right into the tissues, right into your bones, right into every cell of your body. And that includes the brain, which is why I do really well when I was telling you earlier, when I was driving, I don't bother with coffee anymore. I have an inverter in my truck and I simply hook up my Brown's gas machine and I'm actually inhaling as I drive. There's truck drivers out there doing that now, just wow. Because you can stay alert. It keeps your brain fully functional. It's astonishing. There's another testimonial of a man. He's on the internet. He has his own podcast. And he was talking about his mother had a dementia, really, really bad. And he started giving her Brown's gas. And within 15 minutes, she would be back into her cognizant self. And he could talk to her and he had her back. And it was really heartbreaking. Because as soon as it would happen and he could talk to her, one of the things that happened was she realized how bad her situation was. She realized her ailment. Because when she was in her dementia, she would be remembering things from her childhood or things that were happy But when she became cognizant, she became cognizant of her actual self and surroundings. And it was heartbreaking in that case because she would cry because she knew what was going on around her. So he actually started not giving her so much. It's because it was too late. And of course, it wasn't too long before she died. But the point is, it wakens up the brain. It's amazing how it can do it, even on end-stage dementia. It is amazing. And the things that people are reporting to me from cancer, I had a woman just recently tell me about a stage 4 ovarian cancer. And that's got to be as scary as it gets for a woman. I can't even imagine.
Yeah.
And she wrote back. She was so happy. They have something called, so it's CA, cancer antibodies 125. And anything under 35 is considered normal. So this woman who had stage 4 ovarian cancer, stage 4 is metastasized. It's going through your whole body. Wrote back and said her AC 125 test was 6.
Wow.
Anything under 35 is normal. It was now 6. Yes.
Incredible.
One happy woman.
Yeah.
She just did the healthy eating and the Brown's gas, and that was all it took for that.
I actually was inhaling last night for the first time in over a week. I was away on a trip, and I did my usual sleep supplements, my wind-down routine, and I lay in bed tossing and turning, and I'm like, why? This is so unlike me. I usually fall asleep few minutes after I hit the pillow, but last night not at all, and I didn't connect the dots until you just reminded me that this can actually generate energy, especially if you're not used to it and you haven't done it in a while. It might not be the best to do it right before sleep.
That's actually a really good point, but every body is different.
Yeah.
In my house, I had exactly that same happen. The very first thing that happened to me the very first night, when I inhaled for about 15 minutes at 6:30 at night, I didn't sleep all night. I laid awake all night. I didn't sleep a wink. And I'm the kind of guy, like what you're saying, can fall asleep in a few minutes. It isn't a big deal. So this was a little disconcerting to not be able to fall asleep. So I laid there all night thinking I'm going to fall asleep any minute now. But nope, didn't happen. And I was okay the next day. You know, I wasn't dragging or anything. But I decided, okay, if I'm going to continue inhaling, I'm going to do it earlier in the day. And so I did for several months. And then later, once my body was used to it, I decided to try inhaling toward bedtime, and it was fine, and I slept fine once my body was used to it, like you were saying. Conversely, my wife, I'm remarried, so I have this new wife, and it was my libido that really helped me in all of this situation. She inhaled for about 15 minutes, first time she did it, about 6:30 at night, and had the best night's sleep she could remember. Exactly. Wow. The opposite of me.
Yeah.
It was, and so you never know what a person's body is going to do. In the same household, you had exact opposite reactions.
Well, George, I want to go on to some questions I got, and I will foreshadow this with, I have heard that patients will often use the AquaCure in a clinic, and they will write down the name, they'll go home and they'll research it, they will figure out that it's a hydrogen machine, and they'll miss the fact that it's actually Brown's gas. And then they'll do some research on hydrogen and find a certain person who goes by the moniker the Hydrogen Man online. And they get scared away because of some of the things that person says about the safety of Brown's gas.
That's correct, unfortunately. He's a young man. He's very enthusiastic. He promotes a very decent hydrogen machine. I wouldn't call it really therapeutically efficacious, but because there's a lot better options on the market, in my opinion. You can even find them on Amazon and such. He makes several points that are incorrect. For example, we use lye in the machine itself as the catalyst, because every electrolyzer requires a catalyst, including his this Hydrogen Man, but he uses a solid catalyst. And that solid catalyst is like a membrane in between the anode and cathode. And again, if you have a membrane, you can't make Brown's gas. So you'll never get that therapeutic electrically expanded water from an ordinary hydrogen making machine. Again, hydrogen is good. you're going to get a lot of benefits by at least getting hydrogen, but you're not going to get this extra boost of the electrically expanded water because there's no electron bridge and all of that kind of thing. So the lie that he's warning you about, and again, I have a frequently asked question on my website, is lie safe? And as far as the machines are concerned. And I go into a lot of different details about lye. For example, most people are already drinking and eating lye, some of them on a regular daily basis. For example, the tap water that most municipalities feed to the tap of your house usually has lye in it. They use the lye as a neutralizer for the acid so that their pipes don't corrode. So to make the water pH neutral, about 7, they add lye. It's one of the things that they add commonly. So a lot of people are already drinking a decent amount of lye. When I say decent, a lot more than they would ever get from the Brownscast machine. As far as eating, one of the interesting things is pretzels use lye as one of the reasons that they make the glaze on the pretzels. So you're eating that delicious salted pretzel, it's probably glazed with lye. Yeah.
And isn't lye also used in soap?
Yes, it's a cleaning ingredient in soap for, as long as human history is, because all they were doing in those days is simply straining water through wood ashes. You'd soak the wood ashes, and then you could evaporate the water, and the white powder left behind would be the lye out of the ashes. And lye, as far as nature is concerned, that's how nature prevents the lakes and rivers from getting too acid, because every time there's a forest fire, tons and tons of lye are created with the wood ashes. And as soon as it rains, it pours all these lye back into the waterways and stuff. So lye is a natural thing. It's used in soap for as long as human history has been around. It's used currently as a pot cleaner fluid. You spray on pots. If you're cleaning your oven, you're spraying it in the oven. Yeah, you're doing drain cleaner, like they can pour it down. They get these people that are saying, they use lye to dissolve bodies, you know, things like that. And lye is a very poor dissolver of bodies, I tell you. I've been soaked, personally. I've been soaked with a 50% lye solution. Now, it's only a 10% lye solution that's in the AquaCure. You can literally wash your hands with it, with the lye solution. I don't recommend it, okay, but don't do this at home. But it isn't going to eat you. And it may sting if you get it in a mucous membrane or an open cut or something like that. But you just wash it until the slippery feeling is gone and you're good to go. Or you can neutralize it with a little lemon juice or something like that. The potassium hydroxide, and there are people out there that are doing Brownscast with potassium hydroxide, and I definitely would not recommend that. One of the reasons I use sodium hydroxide or NaOH instead of KOH is because it's relatively benign. It has as much efficiency, but it's relatively benign.
That's an important distinction. You use a different form of lye, but you're also inhaling the Brown's gas. And is that an issue? Like, is it an issue if you're inhaling a byproduct of lye electrolyzation?
No, the lye stays in the machine, and the gas that comes out is pure, except there can be tiny little water moisture droplets come out with the gas, and those little tiny water moisture droplets can have a little tiny microscopic amount of lye in it. And that's why first thing we do is we have a liquid vapor separator. So the tower on the top of the machine keeps the lye mist down near the, because as bubbles pop out of a fluid, there's a little mist that's formed. So that keeps the lye mist down, and the gas coming out of the top is pretty much pure already. And then, but there may be a teeny, like we're talking, it would take years to lose a tablespoon of lye of the gas production, okay? We're talking a teeny amount, but that we run through another scrubber, which we call a humidifier, and that traps those teeny little water moisture, and so the lye stays in that, and then the gas that's coming out of that is absolutely pure, and then I put it through another water bubbler, which I call the drinking water jar, and that particular one, which, let's see if I have enough length of hose here on this machine. Yep, that particular one right here is actually bubbling the dye solution. Mm. There, you can see the bubbles coming up. Okay, So that's where I'm inhaling from, right from that particular bottle, from the drinking water jar. And then I will drink that water as soon as we're done with this podcast. It'll have bubbled for, well, by the time we get done talking, a couple hours, and I'll drink that after, because I'll probably have drank all of this water during our talk. We've done spectrographic analysis of the gas, and it's been independently done, and we can see that there is absolutely nothing in the Brown's gas that shouldn't be there. There's the oxygen, the hydrogen, and the electrically expanded water. Period. That's it. Nothing else. There's no, like these fearmongers say, there's no lye. There's no, what another one they call hexavalent chromium. They're saying you're using stainless steel plates in there, and therefore it could be hexavalent chromium. We'll get to that in just a second. You had a question?
No. I was just reflecting on what you were mentioning, that even if you did consume some of the lye or inhale a tiny bit of it, it wouldn't necessarily be harmful, but especially when you have all those safeguards in place, you're not going to be getting any of that when you actually inhale or even drink the water.
That's correct. If there is any in the water, it's probably a lot less than is already in drinking water that you drink. Like even the distilled water that you buy at the grocery store may already have some lye in it, because they use the lye, like when we were doing the milk cleaning of all the pipes, the milk cleaning equipment, they use the lye solution to clean all the distilled water lines and stuff as well. So there could be a teeny little bit of that stuff in there. It's crazy to imagine that it's a dangerous substance. And that's unfortunately a lot of what happens with this fear mongering that's out there. And I'm sorry that there are people that feel so threatened that they, when they're selling their hydrogen machines, that they feel that they have to knock other people down inappropriately to direct people to their own machines. I'm just so sorry to hear and see that kind of thing going on out there, because if you don't want to do Brown's gas, fine. At least do hydrogen. I'm good with that. But if you're going to pick a hydrogen machine, do your research, because you're probably going to find one that's better than this particular one that this.
And one that has third-party validation, not just their own tests that they've posted showing miraculous results.
Yes, that would be good as well. So do your research.
George, I've heard one prominent MD mention that Brown's gas is simply welder's gas mixed with water. What's your take on that?
I will say that when I was first using Brown's gas, not for health, when I first started working with Brown's gas back in 1986, I wanted it in my shop, because when you replace acetylene with the Brown's gas, I heard it could weld plastic to titanium, which, by the way, it can't. But that's what I heard. And as an inventor, I look at all different kinds of welding techniques and stuff, and I like to have those in my shop, because I build things that aren't off the shelf. I build things. Yeah. So I learn all of these things. And so I wanted that in my own shop. And by the way, since I have Brown's gas machines in my shop large enough to power or fuel acetylene torches, I haven't used my acetylene torch since. The Brown's gas is a very much superior torch fuel over acetylene or MAP gas or any of those. But that's a whole nother subject. My point is, I didn't start working with Brown's gas for health until after 1996. When one of my customers told me that he had bubbled Brown's gas in water, just like I'm doing here, and used that bubbled water on a melanoma on his forehead, and he just put it in a cotton ball in a plastic cap, taped it on there, kept re-wetting the cotton ball several times a day, and in 3 weeks' time, the melanoma disappeared. This has been duplicated at least twice more than I know of in different places. So this is a common thing where you can get rid of, and other people, age spots and different things that they're doing where they're applying the bubbled gas to their skin. There's four protocols. We can get into that a little later. My point is that if he's thinking welding gas, okay, that's maybe what he's thinking, is that the Brown's gas has been used as a welding gas as a replacement for acetylene. Now, back to mixed with water. I don't understand this mixed with water thing, unless he's talking about the water that you drink, like I'm doing here, where you're bubbling the gas in the water. But that only gives you about 10% of your gain. By the way, there's a figure you can use. In all the scientific studies where they're using hydrogen or Brown's gas to mitigate ailments, 100% of the time, there is a gain, a health gain. 100%.
100%.
100%. There's not a single study that did not have a health gain of some sort, usually with the ailment that they're talking about. And 100% of these studies, whenever they mention the side effects are positive. There's a no negative side effects, period, whether using hydrogen or Brown's gas. So the only negativity that I've discovered from my customers and the thousands of people that are inhaling out there is you can sometimes get what I call a healing crisis or healing, something like that, where the body grabs onto the hydrogen and starts doing whatever is necessary to heal it. A person might get a headache, for example. What that tells me is there's something happening in that person's head that needs healing. Their body is trying to heal it. And because of the action of whatever it's doing, it's causing a little bit of a discomfort. And all you have to do is cut back. Now, this will happen whether it's hydrogen or Brown's gas. It usually happens a little faster with Brown's gas because you've got that greater therapeutic efficacy. But with the so you just cut back. You don't stop because that needs to be healed. Your body, amazingly, is finally getting the nutrition it needs to be able to heal that whatever it is that the problem is in the person's head or wherever the situation is. Usually the healing is pain-free. And the side effect is a lack of pain. Like it was another one just recently where this woman had a swollen ankle and they put the spot applicator on. It would be a kind of a cone somewhat similar like this. You put the gas and you put the spot applicator. Within minutes, the swelling was going down. So the pain and the swelling was disappearing within minutes. These people, they write back, they're so grateful, they're so ecstatic at the almost instant mitigation of pain. And things like burns. Burns have been shown to heal 3 times faster, so various wounds, but talking about burns, skin burns, when the Brown's gas is applied externally, and no scarring.
3 times faster.
And no scarring.
Wow.
Yes. So it's really good. So to answer the question about the doctor, I'm not sure what it exactly he's referring to, but it sounds like he's making a judgment based on opinion rather than actual facts of experience.
Yeah, that's what it seems like. Are there any doctors or physicians or like medical professionals using your systems that you know of?
Oh man, there's a lot now. If you asked me a couple of years ago, I couldn't say. There is a lot of doctors. There's a doctor in Germany, for example, that's even prescribing it for depression. Because wow. It turns out that when you are inhaling, it's almost impossible to be depressed. I'm just saying she's doing it for depression. There's a doctor in Brazil that is, and that's in Germany, in Brazil that is, he has got hundreds of patients using the AquaCure specifically. And there are clinics that are coming up now using the Brown's gas. In fact, in December of 2015 was the first time I saw Brown's gas being inhaled by a Korean hydrogen bar. And they, over there, they could actually just walk off the street and buy Brown's gas treatment like we buy a cup of coffee at Starbucks. Wow. Or something. So in any case, I saw that. And that's when, because before that, I wasn't recommending inhaling to anybody because I knew it to be an explosive gas. And I was thinking, you don't want to be inhaling an explosive gas. And at that point, I went, oh, geez. I looked at that video and I thought, here I am. I'm a combustion expert. I didn't remember if you inhale a mixture that has less than 4% hydrogen, it's not combustible.
Yeah.
So we on our machine, because I have almost 40 years experience building machines for various applications. So in our machine, we make sure that people can adjust it to their lung size so that when they're inhaling, they're inhaling less than a 4% mixture. We usually point at a 2% mixture because all the scientific studies out there are showing therapeutic efficacy at 2% inhaled volume of hydrogen. So here we have the situation where we have full therapeutic efficacy and zero danger. Okay? So we got this situation where we can inhale the gas and gain 90%. So I start out by saying, okay, the drinking of the water is about 10% of the gain. And this is my personal experience. And like I say, you can go to the eagle-research.life website, look at About Me, and you'll see that from 2005, when I started drinking the Brown's Gas bubbled water, I didn't get sick. I haven't been sick with colds or flus or anything, even in this most recent stuff that was going on around the planet. There were people sick and sniffling around me, coughing, sneezing, all that stuff. Nope, no sick. It was I took care of people who were sick, never got sick. Mm-hmm. I've been tested for the antibodies for this particular thing. I have no antibodies for that particular disease.
Oh, interesting.
Because my immune system didn't need to have them.
Yeah.
My immune system took care of it at a lower level where it didn't need to actually make specific antibodies.
Cool.
So there you go. So anyway, I didn't get sick. But mm-hmm. my neuropathies were continuing to develop. I still had tinnitus. I still had my scars. I still had...
We covered all this in episode number 49 about a year ago. So if folks are interested in hearing your pretty impressive transformation story of discovering this gas and implementing it into your daily routine, that episode is available. And there are some other questions I want to cover in our limited time together today. And another one is only semi-related, but it's one thing I've been hearing more recently is that people are questioning the safety and efficacy of molecular hydrogen tablets. There might be a problem with metal contamination and ineffectiveness. And I know that when I actually dissolved tablets in water, as I did, was it 2 days ago when I was flying home, the water does taste a little different, a little metallic-y. So I'm not sure the validity there, but that's a theme that keeps coming up.
Yes. I'm not an expert on tablets. I've done some research into it. It would be my opinion. I'd say the tablets are a great thing to have when you're traveling, especially the ones that have bioavailable magnesium once it's dissolved. A lot of the cheaper ones that you, and especially stuff, a lot of things that are coming from China or other places that don't have the safety, have metals like the magnesium is not bioavailable. It may form magnesium oxide instead of other particular forms. And then that's not necessarily good for you. And that's not bioavailable. But a lot of people in North America are magnesium deficient.
Yeah.
So occasionally having these tablets that are the right ones that have this bioavailable magnesium after it's combined with the water. Because what happens is the tablet... combines with the water and forms this magnesium oxide, whether it's the bioavailable form or not, and then it releases the hydrogen. So it takes the oxygen away from the H2O. So it takes that oxygen molecule atom away and leaves the hydrogen H2 that then comes out. And it first kind of dissolves in the water itself, and then in the excess bubbles out of the water. And some people have even enclosed it in containers where they can inhale that couple of breaths. Of hydrogen gas that are coming out. And you could do that in some of these drinking water bottles. They have similar things to that. And there's been studies of that. So the hydrogen tablets, there are ones that are better than others. So definitely do your research to find the most healthful ones. But again, when it comes down to it, even though you get the drinking water that's saturated with hydrogen, it's only 10% of what you can get when you're inhaling the gas. If I'm inhaling this gas for 12 seconds, I get as much hydrogen in my blood as drinking a full liter of the hydrogen-rich water.
Wow.
So you get much more hydrogen and electrically expanded water. Because one of the things is the gas itself is a mixture of those six different constituents. Mm-hmm. So you're getting the electrically expanded water directly into your bloodstream, all those electrons in a water form. And once the electrons go off the water, it converts right back to water. It's water. Mm-hmm. There's zero side effects, zero toxicity, and you're getting all that energy coming back in.
That's cool. And I have done a review, and I've talked to a bunch of different manufacturers, so I've managed to procure some of the higher quality ones. And it turns out a lot of the companies producing or selling these, I should say, are actually just white labeling one or two companies' products and passing it off as their own. So I'll put a link to that in the description of this episode. But it's good to know that you don't see any problem per se with high quality tablets.
No, you don't get all the therapeutic efficacy that you do by inhaling, but
yeah.
And over time, if you were just doing that, those tablets add up to some real money.
Oh, that's the big thing I was thinking of. If 12 seconds of inhalation is equivalent and you do say 1 minute instead, the cost of that amount of tablets is going to be a couple dollars, and each session would then add up very quickly.
Yes. Whereas the inputs of the Brownscast machine are electricity and water, and you can make your own distilled water at home. Yeah. So you're talking maybe a dollar a gallon. I calculated it out to be like an hour is about, I'm just going to pull a figure out of the air and say about 20 cents for inhaling for an hour. Mm-hmm. So inhaling for 10 hours, you know, it's what would that be, $2 or something?
And these machines do have a pretty large sticker cost. That's immediately apparent when you visit the website. But the thing is, if I recall correctly, they do have a quite generous guarantee.
Yes. So we have a 1-year satisfaction guarantee. If it's not working for you, you can send it back. If it's not worth the money that you spend for it, your money is safe. You can send it back. You'll get your money back. And we have also a lifetime warranty. So yeah, once you buy the machine, if there's anything that goes wrong that's a manufacturer error, we will pay for the transportation back to us and back to you again, and the cost of labor and parts. So that I want to make sure that the people that are using the machine are not having to pay any additional cost that isn't essentially theirs. And the medicines that you save, the costs that you save in like even tissues and cold. I used to get colds 3 times a winter. I'd go through boxes of tissues. I'd go through, you know, the cold FX and all these kind of medicines and stuff. Those add up to money too. So my machines have paid for themselves many times over just in savings of various things, including food. Yeah. Believe it or not, I'm eating half the food that I used to eat and maintaining my healthy weight, because wow. A lot of the nutrition that I need, remember, 86% of our body mass, our body volume, excuse me, is hydrogen and oxygen. So when you get those two, when you're just inhaling it directly into your bloodstream, you've pretty much taken care of a lot of the nutrition that your body actually needs. So then you just need those extra little elements and stuff. Like our body is 12% carbon and 2% everything else. So that's you just have enough for that. So I've saved money in food. I've saved money in medicines. And I have made much money because I've been able to do things that I otherwise wouldn't be able to do. And I still am. I'm getting up at 3:30 in the morning answering emails to customers. Working often until late at night. And how many 65-year-old people do you know can be doing something like that? And I could go out and jackhammer, and I can take walks. I can play with the grandkids. My life is great. I not only save money, but I can make money because I'm healthy.
Yeah. And I can also see how this would dramatically reduce the downtime from other things that are not related to sickness. Say you get a surgery or a bodily replacement, a knee replacement of some kind, and this would stack very nicely into any protocol you're using to heal like Wolverine.
Yes, almost like Wolverine instant healing. That's a superpower. So it's pretty amazing. Yes.
I have received a bunch of like glowing testimonials and stories from people over email. I also saw a couple on the YouTube video that I was reviewing just last night. And so I think it'd be helpful just to read a couple of them really quickly. This one is, I just purchased an AC50 machine almost 2 weeks ago. It has been my obsession to learn and use it as much as possible. After setting it up one evening, I didn't want to breathe the Brown's gas because it was getting late. So I used the gas goggles to treat my eyes instead. I was absolutely amazed because I had a diagnosis of cataracts in both eyes a few years ago by an ophthalmologist, and I couldn't see as clearly as I would like. But after 1 hour of using Brown's gas infused into the safety goggles, the hazy vision disappeared. My vision is still getting stronger. I wake up in the mornings with clear vision too. I wonder why my ophthalmologist doesn't know and tells his patients about this. That was one. And then another one that I received yesterday was, I fell on my kneecap on asphalt hard last Thursday and used AquaCure for hours, by bagging my legs and infusing it, and severe swelling went down in front of my eyes. I had full flexion the very next day. Unheard of. And then one other one is just a very brief, helping with my Hashimoto's symptoms. So as you can see from that brief little snippet, a couple different examples, it has wide-ranging effects, and it seems to help people with all kinds of different things. But one person was curious. They asked about why there are so few reviews online of longtime users.
That's a really good question. Oh my goodness, I have to be so careful because this is not a registered medical device. And the FDA and AMA and CDC and, you know, I have a long list in my medical disclaimer of three-letter agencies. I don't know why they go with the three-letter things. I guess it's just convenient, easy to remember. But in any case, NIH and all these, they have rules. And the rules tend to go toward the pharmaceutical thing. So when you come out with something that's simply nutrition, for example, like this, like it's just water. You're just making a different form of water. You've got your hydrogen, oxygen, and electrically expanded water. That's it. There is no pharmaceutical anything. But people are inhaling it and drinking the bubbled water. The FDA has approved hydrogen-rich water as a non-toxic substance kind of thing. Uh-huh. But they haven't really done anything with the inhalation yet. So it's really important that I follow the rules. And one of the rules that they have has to do with testimonials. You have to have permission, written permission from the person to use the testimonial and a few rules like that. So I do have probably at this point thousands of testimonials. And my intention is to make another website where people can actually sign up and and put their testimonial. But I can't put the testimonials there, on my own website, because I have to follow all these rules that the FDA is doing. We can tell people what's been happening, and it's an oh wow situation. There's so many healings going on. I want to have one of these in every home, and medicine will change entirely. Yeah. Doctors will set bones, but virtually every advertisement that you see on TV for pharmaceuticals is eliminated. I have a friend, he's in his 90s now. When he's inhaling, he doesn't need his blood pressure medicine. Within 3 days of inhaling, his blood pressure is normal. So not an issue. If he stops inhaling, which he did a couple of times, within 3 days, his blood pressure rises again. So virtually every, my wife, she was having to live on Zyrtec. Her allergies were so bad, and asthma, she had a puffer and all that. When she's inhaling the Brown's gas regularly, I think she maybe pops a Zyrtec 3 times a year when it's really, you know, a lot of pollen in the air and stuff like that. Wow. So all of these drugs would disappear. And the medical industry, which is supposedly under a lot of stress right now, would be under a lot less stress because it would be healthy.
Yeah. Well, we will continue along those lines and discuss some of the secret ways this is being used and the new protocols that you can divulge any information around and everything people should know once they have a unit to get the most bang for their buck, the greatest effects, the fewest drawbacks, if any. But we will save that for another one that we will be recording shortly, but not in this episode. So today we're going to start to wind down. If people are interested in connecting with you, finding you online, getting an AquaCure unit, how do they go about that?
They go to, the best way is to go to the eagle-research.life, L-I-F-E, website, and then there's the buy your AquaCure. You can also review studies and some testimonials, which I do have some written permission for, and we can go from there. So you can go there to Eagle like a bird, E-A-G-L-E, and then a dash mark. Don't forget that. You'll go to a different website, and then research, because that's what I do. I'm an inventor. Dot life, and I like the dot life better than the .com or net or something, because hey, this is about life and living. And yeah. So eagle-research.life, and then you can buy the AquaCure through there. it'll take you to my .com website for the actual sales page, but that's and but my .com website has all my inventions, my fuel savers and alternative energy and all that kind of stuff. So I separated out the information having to do with Brown's Gas for Health into the eagle-research.life website.
Yeah, and I will put the link to all this in the show notes. We did work out a code. Urban, I believe, saves 10%, maybe 15%. I don't remember off the top of my head, but that'll make it a little more affordable. And if you think about it, you amortize it over the cost of a lifetime of reducing other supplements. It seems like it's a no-brainer to me. And it's I'm thinking about getting another one because it's going to be useful to have one on the road, maybe in my car or something. But George, are you on socials at all?
Believe it or not, I was just asked that this morning by my people, and I decided that I'm going to hire a person to get my social media stuff going because I've been too busy. And yeah. I realize that there's a lot of people on social media that would like to know what's going on a normal, ordinary basis. For example, your show. I'd like to post that on my Facebook page and Twitter and Instagram and all of these things so that people that are there can start to be introduced to this technology. One of the problems is that not very many people know about Brown's Gas for Health, and I really appreciate platforms like yourself that are helping us do that.
Yeah, it's going to be so powerful when you have someone spreading your message over the social media wavelengths so that you can get out there and all your work that you have so much on your website. It took me, I don't even know how many hours to comb through it all and to synthesize it and create a review of my experience with the AquaCure AC50 model, which will also be in the show notes. But that alone was a huge undertaking. And so that knowledge needs to get out of just being hosted on your website and distributed throughout the internet for the world to see.
Yes. And my wife is telling me the same exact thing. So I guess I better get to it.
Yeah. Okay. Well, are there any final thoughts you have for us today? Any takeaways you hope listeners leave here with?
I guess the biggest one is that Brown's Gas is the 30% more therapeutic than molecular hydrogen. This has been proven in scientific studies. There's scientific studies out there that are using Brown's Gas, have been for years. Tens of thousands of people are inhaling it every day with absolutely no problem whatsoever. So forget all this fear-mongering that's going on. And if you have questions, email me. I will answer every question that anyone has.
Thank you for that. And it has been a pleasure chatting with you yet once again.
Thank you.
Until next time, I'm Nick Urban here with George Wiseman, signing out from mindbodypeak.com. Have a great week and be an outlier. Thank you for tuning in to this episode. Head over to Apple Music, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts and leave a rating. Every review helps me bring you thought-provoking guests. As always, you can find the show notes for this one at mindbodypeak.com/ and then the number of the episode. There, you can also chat with other peak performers or connect with me directly. The information depicted in this podcast is for information purposes only. Please consult your primary healthcare professional before making any lifestyle changes.